This news brought to you by Froom, Australia's number one mushroom products brand, is now available through Harris Farm Market stores. India's meat shake-up as 3D-printed cultivated chicken could disrupt the dinner plate. India is about to flip its meat game on its head. A recent survey by Mumbai-based biotech startup BioCraft Foods has dropped a bombshell. 60% of Indian consumers are ready to eat cultivated meat, and nearly half, 46%, would even pay extra for it. That's not just a trend, that's a market shift waiting to happen. And BioCraft isn't wasting any time. The company plans to launch 3D-printed chicken by 2025, priced between 300 and 350 rupees per kilogram, squaring off against traditional poultry and imported meats. The company is banking on the growing appetite for sustainable, slaughter-free, lab-grown protein, and the numbers suggest they're onto something big. For a country where vegetarianism and ethical eating run deep, cultivated meat has a compelling pitch. Real meat, no slaughter, and a fraction of the environmental cost. With the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI, drafting regulations, cultivated meat is preparing to move out of the lab and into supermarket aisles. India's alternative protein space has been simmering under the surface, but BioCraft's move could be the tipping point. Expect more startups, regulatory green lights, and, if the pricing works out, a slow but steady disruption of the country's traditional meat supply chains. If cultivated meat takes off, big exporters of traditional meat to India like Brazil, Australia, and the Middle East might start sweating. With India already one of the world's largest meat consumers, any drop in demand for imported chicken, lamb, or beef could shake up global trade patterns. Right now, cultivated meat isn't replacing chicken tikkas on every street corner, but give it 5 years. And today's exporters might be scrambling to rethink their strategy. Cultivated meat in India isn't just a niche experiment anymore. With consumer interest growing and regulatory support on the horizon, the food industry is in for a shake-up. For Indian meat lovers, the big question will be taste, texture, and trust. For traditional meat players, especially exporters, the bigger question is adapt or get left behind. The future of Indian meat is getting printed, and if BioCraft has its way, Indians will be eating it sooner than they think. This audio sponsor's link is at the bottom of the article,